And you'll see that the recommendations fall into three kind of categories. One is the PMO that Spencer talked about, and the structure of it and the implementation of it. The second area that you'll see us recommending is in near-term actions. What can be done right now to ramp up this maintenance initiative? And then the third area is, you know, what can we capitalize on with regards to experience and knowledge to shape the maintenance and make it effective and efficient and obviously safe. So let's talk about the first recommendation, a detailed project manager and team for the PMO. It's in our opinion that that's a critical attribute to this initiative. So that team needs to be separated from the day-to-day, and that team needs to be focused, highly focused on ramping up maintenance, a lot of maintenance in a short period of time. The second recommendation we have is on what can be done right now. And so we've recommended two things. One is to take the three-year plan and convert it to a project and run it like a project. That's why we keep talking about the PMO and how important that is. So the evidence of that happening will be detailed schedules, risk registers, project status reports and meetings. That's how you see it all happening. So we recommend that. The second thing is to be smart about where the maintenance happens first. Find out what your vulnerable equipment is. Elmar is very knowledgeable on where that is, but get that into some kind of risk analysis and start having a pecking order of where do we go after first to hit the most vulnerable equipment. So it's going to be based on probabilities and consequences. That's what you'll be looking at to prioritize. Next slide, please. We also want, within the PMO, key performance indicators that are done regularly. And this is going to be key to measuring and communicating the progress within the organization, throughout the organization, so the right course correction can be made to meet the objectives. Some examples of that is there'll be a KPI for work completed, for how are the costs going, budget versus actual, and where is our inventory to support the work that we want to do. Next slide, please. And our last key recommendation is the collection and use of the data out there. In other words, improving on that, where it's all out there, get it centralized into a database, an asset management database. Things that would be in there would be things like the manufacturer of equipment, the age of equipment, the last time it had maintenance, work history type of things. That database will need a process also to maintain it and to use it. So from that information, you could be developing canned reports that inform the program, the PMO, to make course adjustments, to target in the right areas and make the right changes to move it along. So these are our recommendations.